What we'd like to do is take a walk through of the side-by-side here and just explain the course that we've taken. We met earlier on April the 17th, and Senator Nelson and I met with the staff of the governor. And so because of that meeting, the first section of the House position was removed. The first section talks about a one-course credit requirement for graduation that would include digital learning. This was a sticking point with the governor's office and would result in a veto of the bill, and so this portion was removed. Senator Nelson, would you like to address the portion of the Senate file that was removed as well?
Yes. The Senate file included language that said all Minnesota students are strongly encouraged to take at least one online learning course before graduating from high school. The governor didn't necessarily have any issue with that point of the language, but the House did, and so we've deleted that portion, determining that this is something we can bring up at a later date.
And then on page R1 at the very bottom, we have Section 2 of the House position, and this was left intact as we presented on April the 17th. Moving on to Section 3, we made a minor adjustment. It's just a technical change to line 2.31. We inadvertently, the wording wasn't very well done there, and so we added, after the word skills, we added a comma, and the word including. So it reads, enhanced teacher content knowledge and instructional skills, comma, including to accommodate the delivery of digital and blended learning and curriculum and engage students with technology. Moving on to page R3, section 4, staff development, this all remained the same. Moving on to Section 5, we have definitions for digital learning. Digital learning is learning facilitated by technology that offers students an element of control over the time, place, path, or pace of their learning. I believe we can confirm this when the report finally comes, but I believe we added after learning and includes blended and online learning, just to add clarity. Going on to page R4 is the definition of blended learning. Blended learning is a form of digital learning that occurs when a student learns part-time in a supervised physical setting and part-time through digital delivery of instruction, or a student learns in supervised physical setting where technology is used as a primary method to deliver instruction. On line 418 and on, it talks about online learning, which was already in this portion of Minnesota statute. Moving on to the bottom of the page is Section 6. And I believe this remained the same as we discussed on April the 17th. Moving on to Section 7, again, there were no changes to this, and this was all adopted. And on to page R7, Senator Nelson, would you continue on with Section 1 of the Senate position?
Yes, on page R7, Section 1 is current language regarding the Online Learning Advisory Council. On page R8, we start with the new language. And the language encompasses what we had discussed previously, and you will be getting it in the report, members. Lines 2.6 through 2.10 have been cleaned up a little bit, written a little clearer and more succinctly, and I will be letting you read that, but it's basically the Online Learning Advisory Council will recommend methods for including student performance data on the digital resources within the catalog. And that will encompass lines 2.6 through 2.10. And you will remember that the online learning catalog is a cataloging of digital resources that have been already aligned to Minnesota standards. And they will be cataloged. The Online Learning Advisory Council will catalog those referenced to the standards. They will also include student evaluations and teacher evaluations of those online online digital resources. And then there will be the recommendation about how best to include student performance data in the catalog. You will recall that that was one of the recommendations of the Office of the Legislative Auditor, was in figuring out how we can tie student performance data with those resources. Section 2 there on page R8 is the use of revenue, and it just clarifies something that had been a little murky before, which means that the basic skills revenue under 126C.10 can now be used for digital learning. And on page R9, section 4, the Online Learning Advisory Council report is, as we discussed in our previous conference committee hearings. And with that, Madam Chair, I think we have the walkthrough. And do you have the committee report?
Madam Chair, the committee report is not available.
Can you move this?
Yeah, and I just wanted to remind you of that change.
Just a moment, please. That was part of your arrangement?
Oh, yes, then we did. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Do you want to recognize Mr. Cook?
Yes, Mr. Cook.
On that section 4, that language would be approved, but without paragraphs B and C.
Correct. Thank you. That's exactly what we were discussing.
That was what we were conferring about.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate your clarification on that.
While we're waiting for that, I'll just mention that it's been an interesting journey for the digital learning bill. We started out with the same bill. And as the legislative process unfolded, we each ended up with very different bills coming out of the House and the Senate. But I want to thank Representative Myra. I think these bills fit very well together, and I think we have kept all of the transformational aspects of digital learning and how we can empower teachers, providing them resources, make sure that our laws are up to date with the new technologies that digital learning provides for our educators. And I believe we have taken both of these bills and melded them together. Unfortunately, the part that we did omit was because of some hesitancy on the governor, and that was encouraging students to take at least one online learning course before graduating from high school. The governor was concerned about a mandate, so we certainly wanted to remove that. But I do believe that digital learning is here. It's here to stay. It's part of our life in the 21st century. It's going to continue to be a great part of students' education. We're going to see that grow more and more. And I have faith that I believe students will be taking online learning courses without even this piece of legislation in effect.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Are there any questions from Mr. Cook?
Just one more comment. We forgot to mention that an appropriation was included with this.
Yes.
And that was approved by the House leadership and the Senate leadership. It wasn't in the original bill, but it would be the request of the department was that they needed help with some of these tasks. So it would be for $104,000 in FY 2013, and then $26,000 in each year would be for the base in the tails.
And Mr. Cook, my understanding is that $104,000 is relating to the catalog?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yes, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Representative Myra. And just to clarify, this new appropriation is money that is being repurposed, money that was saved in the Education Conference Committee. And thank you, Senator Olson.
You're welcome. And that bill's been signed.
Yes.
Conferees, do you have any questions regarding the bill? All right. All those in favor of our conference committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The conference committee report is adopted. I would like to thank all the members of the conference committee, particularly Senator Nelson, and working with you. And I please appreciate your remaining so we can sign the conference report. This meeting is adjourned. I'm sorry?
We did let staff make it up for our technical questions.
And I, before we adjourn and gavel out, we need to have staff make technical changes as appropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, sir. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Madam Chair.
Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just as we leave here, I do hope that we have a gentleman and woman's agreement that if this piece of paper comes back different than what we've talked about, we will open the conference committee back up. Is that agreed upon?
Yes, Representative Biskins. Any further questions? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
And, Senators, I'll bring the conference committee report to you.